Welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. Welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My guest today is Ely Cern. He is the co-founder and chief executive officer of Bright Beds. Now, if you're not familiar with Bright Beds, you've probably heard of a couple players in this realm of ways to have kind of this smart technology for our bedroom environments. You've probably heard of ChiliPad, you know, their Uller, 8 Mattress, all these different ways to cool your bed, customize your bed. We've got Sleep Number, we've got all kinds of things, right? Bright Beds is pretty exciting. They actually aim to be, if you will, the Tesla of beds, right? So we're going to get into this conversation of why, what makes them unique, the way that they're popping up now at different kind of luxury hotels, but also with the aim of being able to reach the masses very, very shortly for some new exciting things that they're rolling out very, very soon. So a little bit about that background. Ely Cern is the co-founder and chief executive officer of Bright Beds. He served as the vice president and chief technologist at Rhombus, leading new businesses and technology roadmap initiatives from concept to production, including licensing and IP development and the invention of over 180 U.S. patents. Now, you're going to be really, really interested in not only the type of technology that they have coming. You know, we don't talk on this podcast a lot about mattresses and that sort of thing. Not that there's not so much to learn about that arena, but since our commitment at Sleep is a Skill is this intersection of technology, accountability, and behavioral change, when there are things that really are looking to disrupt an area in the kind of sleep realm, we really want to get in and understand what that thing is. And so I think you're going to be really intrigued at what is possible with this kind of new type of technology. And we'll be curious to hear any of your feedback. Again, any questions, call-outs, thoughts, please, please bring them our way. If you go to sleepisaskill.com, we have a little sleep bot on there that you're welcome to just kind of share any feedback that you might have. And then also don't forget to take our sleep assessment on the site and definitely sign up for our weekly newsletter. Every Monday that goes out with the intention of providing a ton of just free and interesting, we hope, resources around how to up-level your sleep. So without further ado, let's jump into the podcast. Now, before we get into the podcast, I do want to take a quick minute to give a shout out to our sponsor, BetterHelp, or as I like to call it, a therapist in your pocket. It's the exact app that I used when I was going through my really challenging period of insomnia while traveling overseas. And the ability to maintain a consistent therapist in real life was just really not an option for me since we were jumping around from country to country. So the ability to, with using my phone, have video calls weekly with my therapist, I was paired with I connected with a great therapist right off the bat, but I do know other people who have been able to kind of shop around with some of the therapists on that app until they find a great fit for them. And in between those calls, one of the things that I found was really helpful is that you can also send voice notes, text messages, images in between that, you know, longer weekly video call so that you do have this really very real ongoing connection and support that I certainly, at least in my experience, hadn't felt with real life therapists that I had used in the past. And also the pricing structure is much more competitive than a lot of the real life therapists that you can come into contact with. So I found it to be a lot of benefits. I recommend it to a lot of people that are just kind of going through struggles in their life or just simply want to be able to up level and bring in that level of reflection and awareness into their life about what's both working and not working. And you can certainly cancel at any time. And for our sleepy community, the BetterHelp company has hooked us up with 10% off. If you go to betterhelp.com/sleepisaskill, again, betterhelp.com/sleepisaskill. Ely, I'm so excited to have you here today. We were just chatting up a storm before we even started, and I know it's going to be even challenging for us to keep this online, but welcome.
Well, thank you, Molly, first of all, so much for having me. Big fan, and I've been looking so much forward to sharing with you and talking with you about this. As you know, it's exciting to be able to share with you.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I know. So we've got a lot of, you know, similar interests and passions. And, you know, I really think of you as being on the forefront of some of these exciting ways to bring some of this pieces of sleep tech and sleep optimization into the masses, but also on the go and in travel and what have you. So before we get into all that's ahead, why don't we start with the beginning? How did you find yourself in this space, and what's kind of the background story?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll show you my personal story. I started this journey just like a regular layperson. You know, I really didn't know much about it. I was just, you know, I could sleep okay. You know, I was a guy that just kind of, you know, binge watched Netflix and stayed up to 1 or 2, you know, fine. I get my 5-6 hours, you know, really busy with my family and my work. But I'm a technologist and business person at heart. You know, I have a electrical engineering, computer science background. And I've done a lot of business in Silicon Valley and started some businesses here. But it really started when my oldest son was diagnosed with leukemia when he was like 5 years old. And we had battled for 3 years. And it was just an incredibly emotionally, physically draining, crazy time. We ended up losing him in 2007. And it was devastating. It was awful. So after years of just trying to recover, you know, emotionally with my family and things like that, I came out of this with a whole new perspective on what I wanted to do in my life. You know, I really wanted to do something of greater meaning to really help people. Now, I wasn't a doctor. I couldn't go out and cure cancer or things like that. But as a technologist, I was looking for an entrepreneur at heart. I was looking for ways to be able to make a huge impact on people's well-being. And when a friend of mine, a neighbor family of ours, came to me with this basic idea, he lives nearby, and he says, hey, I've got this idea that I'm brewing on doing something about personal adjustment for folks in sleep, and what do you think? You know, I just dove into it, and I was really blown away by the opportunity. You know, I got my PhD at Stanford, and what I learned from that takeaway was you could pretty much, if you focus and dive into something, you could really figure things out. And not being a sleep expert myself, I started just diving in. And when I started to look at the sleep research, I was just blown away about how fundamental sleep was to your entire well-being as a person. It affects everything, right? It affects your physical well-being, your immunity, your performance, your emotional state, your mental state, you know, your psychology and everything. It was just like so foundational. And so I think, wow, this is a really meaningful area to focus on. And then when I looked out there, I couldn't believe, like, you know, as much money is being spent. I think I looked at the numbers, like worldwide every year, almost $500 billion are spent on trying to improve people's sleep. It's a lot of money. People are throwing a lot at it. And as you know, there's a lot of different products and things like that out there. So as much as people are spending, the majority of adults in developed countries have poor sleep or struggle with sleep, you know, and could be better. Which I just like thinking this is a fundamental problem. And so that's what started my journey. I started to dig in, and I jumped into this opportunity because I saw this, that we are in this very early stage of integrating deep technology, sleep science, in a really mass market way to fundamentally change the way people can sleep in the future, you know? Mm. And when I looked at the landscape, and we started this back in 2016, now people were in the last 5 years, just starting to become aware of sleep, you know, in the mass market, like, okay, the importance of it. And the technology out there was pretty nascent. You got some sleep trackers, you had a few adjustable beds out there. That was pretty much it, you know? Yeah. And I'm liking, wow. I mean, it's, as a technologist, I was kind of licking my chops going, well, no one's really gone at it to really solve the problem. So we worked with, we think, some of the world's leading sleep scientists at UC Berkeley. As you know, Dr. Matthew Walker, amazing neuroscientists, came in, got so excited about what we're doing, became our lead sleep science advisor. We worked with the folks at Stanford. We pulled together, which with their amazing set of doctors there. I live in the Valley, so I'm really close to them.
Sure.
We ended up pulling together an incredible kind of a multidisciplinary team, because that's what it took. You needed sleep scientists, you needed AI experts and data experts and wearables and health. You needed to get robotics folks. You needed to get mechanical and product designers and software guys. We had this vision to build this platform. And the platform and its purpose is, listen, everybody sleeps differently. When you look at the science, everyone's individualized, everyone sleeps differently, and sleep is incredibly dynamic. It changes throughout the night. It's a process that goes through, your body goes through, it changes like month to month through the year as the seasons change, and it changes year to year. And if we could build a platform that would learn how you sleep and to bring you from your, we think everyone sleeps suboptimally, and bring you to your personal optimum restorative sleep potential, we could really change people's lives. And if we do this at scale, it could be something that's incredibly exciting. And so we came out with this vision where this platform could figure you out. You just sleep. And we use the technology to sense how you're sleeping. And in real time, we will adapt your sleep environment, temperature, pressure points, room environment, light, and everything. And we use our AI and learning engine to learn how you sleep better and leverage all the information we know to get you to your fullest restorative sleep potential. It was incredibly exciting to pull together all these people together to build this. And what's really exciting is we brought it to market in 2019, and we are just poised to really scale this business and to make it available mass market to many, many people.
Wow, what a story. My goodness. Well, number one, thank you so much for your vulnerability and sharing about your background and your son. Did you find during that period your sleep being disrupted at all, or any sort of adjustment?
Oh, not at all. No, no. No, it was awful. I mean, I think, you know, as many people know, when they go through tremendous stress or emotional distress or grief or loss, it's just this huge impact to your sleep. And it definitely amplifies the impact of loss of sleep on everything you're doing. If you're trying to recover from physical recovery or mental or emotional recovery, depriving yourself of sleep is exactly the wrong thing to do. But that's kind of what happens. And so me and my wife had to go through that experience. And it certainly really resonated with me how impactful helping people through better sleep is, not just in their regular life to be their best selves, but many people go through struggles and challenging times in their life. And so everyone at Bright is really shares that singular vision and mission to make a difference for people in their lives. You know, there's a lot of noise out there. You know, there's a lot of claims and things like that, but we really felt we were building something pretty special that's going to make a real impact.
Yeah. And I touch on that just because, one, I so appreciate you sharing that, because so many of us have gone through different periods of our sleep and difficulties with our sleep. And certainly an acute period like that can be something where you're really rooted in a level of empathy and understanding and then commitment for this area that might be distinct from, you know, some people's experiences with their sleep. So just sharing that is really, really valuable. Also, you know, just the fact that by being rooted in that level of passion, I've really been struck by everyone that I've spoken with at your company that there does really seem to be this interest in ways to improve sleep and a genuine, I know we just were speaking with one of the people on your team right before we started, and, you know, we've had interactions on our newsletter and, you know, things that they're testing and just the excitement. So it really is palpable. It's not just another piece of sleep tech, which, as we know, is this huge business. And part of the commitment for me is helping, you know, I came from a background, not a lot of money growing up, and want to help kind of cut through the noise for people too, of what's noteworthy, what's of interest, what's kind of coming out to that can really bring some innovation in the market, what could be worth investing in, whatnot, you know, the whole realm of it, right? So
yeah, I'm excited, absolutely.
Yeah, to absolutely learn more.
So I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit more about you. You touched on, you've got these great minds that are coming in to help ensure that what's coming out, what you're creating is really going to make, you know, the difference for people. If you can share a little bit more, walk people through what this product looks like, how is it different? What is that solution that it's...
Yeah, absolutely, Molly. Well, I mean, it might help to give some context because everyone's, you know, many of your listeners are pretty sleep aware and sure. Maybe some of them are just getting into it.
Yeah.
And so wait, how do we position? Because it's really noisy out there, a lot of stuff. But yeah. A simple way to think about it is that, like, you know, we are very much in the early stages of figuring out how technology can really, truly help people sleep. So far, I mean, to date, if you look at all of kind of, you know, I mean, technology as it's come on in the last century has actually hurt us pretty significantly, yeah. You know, like indoor lighting and like indoor heating and modern life devices and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's generally been really disruptive and negatively hurting our sleep and our ability. And I think our bodies evolutionarily are naturally tuned to a certain thing. But what I see in the marketplace is kind of these like stages where people are starting to figure out technology first. I mean, I think the advent of trackers has been a sleep trackers. It's been a huge awareness, important step for people to do. And not everyone uses a tracker. You guys, obviously, a lot of users do. Yeah. But what it is, it's like, oh my God, sleep is important. I realize it's important. I want to understand how I'm sleeping, right? And trackers like the Oura Ring and things like that do an amazing job at trying to just give us some of that insight. But it's very much of a very incremental first step because now you know, I can maybe have some idea, but it doesn't really solve your problem. It just gives you some insights to maybe figure out what to do, right?
Yeah.
And then now you're starting to see like, okay, another incremental thing, which you've got some products out there that give you some maybe tools to try stuff out. Like you've got some like temperature products out there that you can tweak and try to experiment. They've got some like adjustable products out there. You've got beds with adjustable bases and there's drugs out there you're trying and everyone's trying to figure out their own thing, right?
Yeah.
And what the whole premise of Bright is like we think is several steps or several big revolutionary steps ahead, which is jumping to the end game, which is that, listen, mass market lay people, none of us are sleep scientists.
Yeah.
We really don't know. And also none of us are data scientists. Like, you know, it's not like we can go in there and look at the data and figure this out. And the key thing about Bright is that what we're doing is we're aggregating all that expertise in sleep science and data science and integration for you. You know, we figure it out for you because none of us are. The other thing to notice is that we're trying to optimize sleep if you have an adjustable product. And because, but you know, the fact is when you're asleep, you're unconscious. So it isn't like you can be awake and then tuning and tweaking, you know, along the way. And so the vision of the Bright platform is to really do a comprehensive integration of all these piecemeal technologies in a holistic way so that you just sleep and we figure it out for you. You know, we take you from that suboptimal place to your truest restorative sleep potential and we help you do that for you and you just sleep. And it's a seamless kind of, you don't have to wear anything. You don't have to stick anything on your bed. You don't have to put any devices around. We just take care of it for you. And what's so exciting about that comprehensive experience is we're seeing some amazing early results, which is exciting. We can share with you some of the data here because we're seeing some huge swings in sleep improvement. But even more exciting than that is the response of customers because, you know, like I'm designing this product for like my 85-year-old mom. You know, she's a zero technology person, but she just gets to sleep in this thing and she's getting this great benefit. She doesn't know how to use this phone stuff. And that's kind of what I think and we believe is to break through because once you slept in a Bright platform, you see the promise, you realize that everyone's going to sleep this way in the future. And our vision is that we're going to be that platform and that brand to really bring that to the masses.
Amazing. Okay. So yeah, would love to hear more about some of the things that you're seeing for, you know, swings for people in their sleep improvement and even just, you know, like walking us through, like, what does this look like? Do we press buttons? How,
like, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well,
what is, sure. What is that?
Okay. So what's really cool is, and I'll just describe the product to you so you have an idea what it is.
Yeah.
It's basically, it comes as a mattress, right? It's integrated. Everything's integrated into it. There's nothing hanging off it. You know, there's, you just plug it in and it's all built in. You don't wear anything. There is an accompanying app, which, you know, provides a dialogue and you can configure things and you can share your experience, your preferences and things. But basically it's designed to be optimal after, you know, just be like your regular bed. So the bright bed, the right restorative bed is you just lay in it and you sleep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Inside the bed itself, it has a variety of really, I think, seamlessly designed technology. It has sensors that are able, a wide variety of sensors that's able to, in real time, track how you're doing. It can detect heart rate, breathing, your sleep staging in real time, you know, temperature, humidity, ambient room lighting conditions and ambient room temperature conditions, all those things and slight, you know, like motions and things like that, and all tuned to make sure they understand how you're doing at that given time. Okay. And then it has in the bed built in the ability to really take care of the lowest hanging fruit, which we find physically impacts your sleep the most, which is temperature and pressure points and comfort. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we tie, there's a computer in the bed that actually monitors in real time and runs algorithms to figure out your personal algorithm and then to adjust the temperature and the pressure points in real time to ensure your maximum sleep quality. And we do this night to night. And when the daytime, when you're away from your bed, we upload that data anonymously and privately. And we analyze it and we figure out, okay, we're going to actually try this tonight. And we literally A/B and adjust, A/B test and learn and try things to help you reach your sleep potential over time. So it's a seamless experience. And what we found is that with controlling those knobs and with connections into like room lighting, room temperature and all that kind of stuff, we can actually holistically optimize your personal sleep. And it works for every sleep individually. If you sleep as a couple, each person gets their own environment. If you sleep by yourself, the whole thing merges into one. And that's how the product is. You buy it, you plug it in, you tell our app through our app, you say, hey, if you optionally want to share, you can share your height and weight and your age and a few key questions, and you're off and running. And we use our database to actually then set your first night to maximize that. And then you're on your journey. And your journey is really automated. You can participate. I mean, there are a lot of things, as you know, that you can really improve your sleep. There's behavioral changes to what you eat, to when you go to bed. And we will encourage you in all those cases. But if you're just a regular person, you don't want to do any of that, then the technology actually takes over and actually does that, a lot of the work for you. And so that's how the platform works. We have in the temperature side an active heating and cooling control, and it's a closed loop control. So we can actually monitor, engage both the experience in real time and also understand the temperature's impact on your sleep in real time. And night after night, we will evaluate to see what the optimal temperature point is for you at every stage of your sleep. And that's, as you know, and I know you're well-versed in temperature and its impact on sleep in various stages, it's an incredibly powerful way to really improve your sleep. And I do think what's different from Bright versus a lot of other products out there is that I think the seamless learning and integration of learning how to find that optimal point for people is much more foundational to the experience versus, okay, I've got to figure this out. I got to set this. I got to do this. I got to experiment and find my recipe or do this kind of thing. It's like, no, you don't have to do the work. You know, we'll do the hard work for you because most people, like I said, aren't data scientists or sleep scientists.
Sure. Wow. I have so many questions. One, how did you rectify having this all be contained in the bed versus having to have, you know, water coolants and external things? How did you do this? Maybe that's a longer question.
Oh, absolutely. No, we've seen the bright. By the way, when we look at the competition out there, we actually view them all. We're all kind of working together to change the mass market. Because right now, if you look at it, even sleep technology is single digit market share. The bulk, 95, 97% of people just sleep in regular spring beds and foam beds and all, you know. So we feel like this is kind of a movement. But having said that, yeah, it took an incredible amount of engineering to develop the product the way we did it. We did see a lot of liabilities. We didn't want things hanging off the bed. We didn't want like people to have to add water or, I mean, all that kind of stuff. We felt like, hey, and I've been inspired by amazing product, technology products. I'm a huge Apple fan. I'm a huge Tesla fan. You know, I see incredible, beautifully integrated. And, you know, to me, and I think maybe you feel the same way many people do, the very best technology just disappears. It just works for you, you know, and you don't want to see it. You want to deal with it. It just does the work for you. And that's really kind of the gist or the essence of what we're trying to drive to is a seamless, integrated, and the technology just disappears. You know, so that's an important part of our experience, our product and user experience. And I didn't get a chance to talk much about, which we think is as exciting as temperature is, we find just incredible upside potential for the ability for us to manage your comfort and your personal pressure points. The heart of the sleep science behind that is that, listen, you know, you sleep through the night, you involuntarily move and change positions all night long. And as you know, when you're 16, 17 years old, you're a teenager, you can pretty much sleep on anything and you're just knocked out and you have amazing sleep. If you look at the numbers on teenagers or maybe just like early 20s, it's like incredible, you know, but as you know, as you get older, every year goes by, your sleep degrades. Everyone's sleep degrades on a slope. We believe that a huge component of that is as you, and we talk to doctors about this too, you know, you get older, your body changes, your ability to tolerate different positions, your arms start falling asleep, you've got soreness, your muscles, your bones, your joints, all these things change over time and they will be a source of involuntary wake events. And every wake event can be hugely disruptive to the quality of your sleep. One of my other co-founders, John Tom Payne, who originally was the genesis of the initial idea and was working with folks, but he ended up speaking with Stanford's, you know, William DeMent before he passed away. And he had the question, he says, hey, if we remove one wake event, how impactful can that be? And he just, William says, wow, that could be huge. I mean, you know, when you get a wake event, you completely disrupt the process and it impacts all the stages of your sleep. It could be affects your deep sleep, your REM sleep, and all those factors in the process can really be disruptive. Now you can imagine adding not one and two and three and four. And if you actually look at people's sleep, especially as they get older, there's all kinds of disruption events. So what our system does is it detects pressure points in real time. And unlike other products out there that have like these big bladders, like blow up beds, things like that. You know, like Sleep Number is basically a giant blow up bed. Have you slept in an air mattress before? You know, we have an incredibly high resolution system. So our bed has 100 different, we call rebalancers. They allow for very high resolution pressure relief across your body. And as any position you're in, it magically kind of figures it out and then provides that relief. And what we're finding is it's reducing the amount of movement, it's reducing the amount of wake events, and it's improving not only sleep efficiency, which is a really key, and for those who just understand, sleep efficiency is when you go to sleep and you wake up, how much of that time you're actually asleep versus awake, right? You know, so like 85%, 90%, really good, 95% is excellent. And then there's sleep efficiency, but there's also another metric we talk about, continuous or unbroken sleep, which is like, how long do you go between wake events? And by removing wake events, you can improve the unbrokenness of your sleep and just kind of make it more continuous. That has a very nice, broad, kind of holistic effect across your whole quality of sleep. So whether you're sleeping 6 hours or 7 hours or 8 hours or 5 hours, really good efficiency and really good sleep continuity, you know, unbroken sleep can really enhance the quality of your sleep. And that's incredibly exciting to see. And in these various technologies are the heart of our first sets of generations of products that are we're looking to do to kind of really fundamentally change sleep quality.
Oh my goodness. So many things. One for the pressure points, you know, a number of clients will be dealing with pain management, you know, after surgeries or ongoing, you know, particularly if they've had poor sleep and now they're even more sensitive to pain, back pain, neck pain, you know, an aging process as you pointed to, all of those things. So providing some of that and adjustment in real time feels very like the future. And then even kind of doubling back to one of the things you mentioned about temperature, I'm really excited about the ability to adjust temperature with that level of kind of awareness or accuracy without you having to do it. It just kind of happens. Also, even for women, it makes me think of throughout, you know, that are menstruating age throughout their cycle, just to automatically have that happen. Or I'm curious, even if so common, I know, like I just was on a call with a client before this, and we could see his body temperature went up 1.3 degrees. And he was like, oh yeah, because I ate, you know, ice cream and I had all this. So, like, my question is, could it adjust for something like that for women going through that period in their cycle where their body temperature is up? How does that work?
Yeah, no, I think the answer is that the system is capable of doing those things. Yeah. And just be very open about it. The exciting thing about this is we have the platform, and we're, of course, always working on lots of improvements and things like that behind the scenes. And so it's really great. Right now we have our Gen 1 product, you know, out in the marketplace. And we obviously, the implication is there's Gen 2 products, which we're, you know, incredibly excited about and will be coming to the market very, very soon. But I would say that a lot of the platform allows for a lot of these algorithm and data optimized features and conditions. So what you talk about, for instance, which is someone's menstruating or someone who's, we detect is, you know, their diet or things like that are impacting their temperature cycle or their sleep cycle on a given day, you know, or people have a certain injury like a back injury, or maybe in the future, which we definitely think about is like, okay, what if someone's, you know, carrying a baby, you know, in their maternity and they're in like the third and a half month of their pregnancy and they're, you know, there's all these incredible use cases or situations in which the platform is capable of optimizing for those folks and able to really help them through those particular conditions in a very specific and unique way. It's very exciting to be able to be part of kind of working through those. And so, yeah, the answer is the system is capable of doing it. Like a Tesla, since everything is software driven and everything's like over the air, features just appear on the platform. So you buy your bed and our data scientists and software guys are actively working and they'll just release features and suddenly go, oh my God, now I can do this, now I can do that. So we really do think the product, unlike buying a static product today, will evolve and change very rapidly as we continue to invest. And so, yeah, those things are on our roadmap, let's just say, to be able to do.
Yeah. And I'm so excited. I know there's going to be a whole rollout that you guys are working on, but I'm excited that it's already available in certain hotels because that's been such an area for myself and so many clients that are on the go. So they get used to having some of this workability in their bedroom space. And then you go to these hotels and you might spend a decent amount of money and yet I'm hot. I'm uncomfortable. And the app is like very exciting.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's great. And I think, the idea that the digital revolution, data and connectivity has really just disrupted and transformed huge parts of our life. You know, whether it's like entertainment, how we see entertainment, engage entertainment, or how transportation, how we move around, you know, to like how we commerce, like how we buy things. I mean, if you look at all aspects of our life, there are these massive companies, platforms that have changed our life and how we have. And I think sleep touches upon so much of it, but if you notice, there really isn't a dominant sleep platform and a thing because it's so nascent. We do believe we're positioned well to be that platform and to be that brand that people trust because we're so focused on helping people do better. But when you talk about travel, it's another great use case. Listen, you're sleeping in a bright bed, you absolutely love it, or you're sleeping in a bed you love at home. It's not a bright bed, it's like, you know, the one you love. And then when you travel, everyone's experienced this. It's like, oh my God, it's like Russian roulette. What kind of bed am I going into? And most people, like the majority of folks going, it's like, unless it's some crazy high-end something, you know, most people have a bad experience, you know, they have bad sleep when they're traveling and they got to travel again and road warriors are having issues. The one awesome thing about a digital platform like ours, and it's been built ground up to do this, is your personal sleep can travel with you wherever you go, you know? We are building out, we have clients who have bright beds in, if you're lucky enough to have lots of homes, they put bright beds in all their homes, you know, yes. But we are rapidly building out the Bright Hotel network and some amazing brands, which we're excited about, including Fairmont. We're slated to go into Auberge. We are in the announcements. You have properties, you know, merging all over the country, Cavallo Point, Carillon in Miami, Cavallo Point in San Francisco. We're in the London West Hollywood Hotel, which is an amazing property, West Hollywood. I can't name them all right now, but they have a long list and growing list. And the idea is that no matter where you go, you can sleep in a Bright bed, and then your personal profile, your preferences, you're sleeping just the way you do anywhere. And you continue your sleep journey and the learning no matter where you are. So instead of like packing in your sleep gadgets where you go and your pillows and your, you know, whatever you need, it's just there. And that again, back to that seamless thing, you shouldn't have to deal with your technology. You just go and you experience it and it's just seamless. And that's kind of, you know, to the gist of our.
Oh yeah. Well, that's very exciting. You know, so much of what we're trying to create for people is as much, you know, there's something known as the first night effect. When we're in new environments, in certain studies, looking at people's tendency for their sleep to be disrupted in that first night, because it's unfamiliar and it's something that they're not used to. And the more that we can bring in some of those, that familiarity of, you know, certain clients that are those road warriors might travel with their, you know, favorite pillow or whatever. And so now you're kind of eliminating or setting up the possibility to eliminate some of those, that extra thought. So very exciting stuff. I'm clear that we'll probably have to have like a part two in the future.
Happy to do it. I love it, Molly.
Right? I know. So even to begin, so I think, you know, that covers some of the things. And of course, if people have any questions, you know, they can certainly, you know, reach out to myself or you. And I know your company is very, makes themselves available. So we do just have a couple of quick questions for you, because so many people want to know, all right, well, if these people that are on this podcast, presumably they're doing so much in the world of sleep, what are they doing for their sleep? And I'm sure it's evolving and I'm sure it changes, but right now, couple questions for you. Right now, what would you say your nightly sleep routine is looking like at the moment?
Well, at the moment now, it's been really nice because I've evolved my sleep routine through my whole journey. I've been doing Bright for 5 years. Like I mentioned before, I would rarely binge or stay up late, and I'd be getting 5 to 6 hours a night. I think one of the things that this whole journey has done is it's really shifted my regularity and time when I go to sleep. And I've noticed not only for myself, but my relationship with my wife has gotten better too, because she's more sensitive to sleep than I am too as well. But we now regularly get to bed between 10:30 and 11. And I actually, we have a routine where, of course, the lights are dimmed in the room when I enter. Sure. It really sets the mood, but sets your body for the whole room and home lighting thing makes a huge difference. I don't know if you've ever, like, at 9 o'clock at night or 8:30, go into your kid's room at night when it's out and just hang out with them, and you just will get hit by how tired you get.
Yes.
So lighting is really important, getting regular to the bed. And then of course, I'm fortunate enough to be able to be sleeping in a Bright bed for many years now, which is just incredible, because every night when I get in, because of the feature we have on our rebalancers, we have an experience called relaxation. Ooh. Which actually rocks you to sleep. There's a very gentle Zen motion. It's not a massager, like it's out there, basically vibrates and shakes. No, it's not right. Like that at all. And it literally just, it feels like, I don't know if you're in meditation, like a body scan effect, but it's physical, like a Zen body scan. And ooh. It's an incredible experience. People love it. It's one of the favorite features on the bed. And you turn that on and it's, for me personally, significantly reduced the time that sleep onset, how quickly I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And my wife's addicted to it as well. And so we both turn that on and we're able to knock out very quickly. And what's really nice is that in the mornings, not only do I feel a lot better, but we do have a feature on the Bright bed called Natural Wake. And mm-hmm. what it does is it uses all the key kind of circadian triggers to pull yourself out of sleep naturally. About, if you set your time to wake up, let's say at 7:30, you know, about an hour and a half before, we start to gradually raise temperature in your sleep environment to pull yourself out. We do have I'm sleeping with a hospitality, I'm testing right now, hospitality tablet, right, experience, which goes in the hotel. And so there, the light will transition on very gradually to create a localized kind of wake light source. as you know, a bluish or a more sun-based one will trigger cortisol and help you wake up. And so the first time I experienced this was amazing. I just kind of sat there and it's like, wow, I can't believe it worked so well. I feel so good. But when it works over night after night, it's just a tremendous experience to start the day feeling so refreshed and it's been restored. So it's nice. It's been a nice transfer.
One of the most high-tech responses I've had to that question today. I've not had anyone have a relaxation zen kind of motions before sleep. I mean, that's fantastic. So many implications, and also gets me excited because so many podcasts I've been on, I'll speak to, you know, soon we won't even have to think about these things. I'll say, you know, right now you have to like change your air conditioning to this number and you got to change it in the morning and change the lighting and change the blinds and blah, blah, blah. And you're kind of bringing this keystone element and shifting it across the board, making this kind of the hub of making this seamless to your point. So amazing. And yes, what would we say, what could we see on your nightstand? And this could be like proverbial nightstand, gadgets, supplements, ambiance, apps, anything noteworthy there?
Yeah, well, let's see. I currently have on my nightstand, gosh, I'm guilty of this. I have my phone charger there. So I do keep my phone there, but I don't look at my phone at night. You know, like I try to keep that off. I'm testing right now, believe it or not, the next hotel experience. And that in the hotels when you come in, there is a tablet that sits on each side and you get to personally kind of configure your side. But we really conscientious about light about that because we want to make sure that the light being used at night versus the day makes sense. It's not right. Disrupting sleep. But we do have that on the side, which is really nice because in the morning you wake up, you can see how you slept and look at your report and all that kind of thing. I guess what else I have? I just started using reading glasses. So that's
okay. Graduated to that point in
that,
life.
Yeah, I hear that and the latest book I'm reading. So those are the ones I have on my nightstand. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Very cool. And I like that you're conscious of the lighting. It's huge. It's so great when, because there are so many products out there that are meant to improve sleep. And yet then some of the things that they'll put on, it's like, wait, this is the opposite. I'm improving sleep. So I'm glad that you have that, you know, intention and commitment to ensuring that it all fits and makes sense. So really cool.
Yeah.
And the last question is, what's been your biggest kind of sleep aha moment or biggest change to your sleep game?
I probably go back to, for me personally, I think the shift in my regularity to go to bed at an earlier time. And then the feeling I get when I wake up now is so consistently feeling so refreshed. I mean, I remember sometimes I used to sleep where I even get 8 hours of sleep. I wake up, I still feel like groggy or feel worse or what's going on. So I do think that the use of technology in a natural way to give yourself a natural wake experience through temperature and light, and we even like give you a little motion in the morning. So we don't have any blaring alarms or anything like that. So you kind of get nudged awake is a very natural way to wake instead of that blaring thing that kind of startles you. And that's just, it's just changed my day and changed my outlook in life. And I feel the best I've ever felt physically, you know, I'm in the best shape. I feel like really good. I'm a better dad. You know, I think I'm a better CEO and a better person and all kind of things. And so those two things fundamentally changed. The aha moment on using kind of the technology and the platform to actually really fundamentally change my behavior in my life, you know, through the day. It's been really great.
Yes. I often describe it as being like addicted to feeling good at this point. Like, you know, you're just so, you're willing to make some of those changes that might be necessary to fulfill on having that great sleep so that you wake up feeling great consistently and to have that day after day. I don't think a lot of people can say that right now. So to stand as that example of what's possible and then to be creating something to further facilitate that is amazing. So thank you for doing all the work you're doing. And how can people learn more about what you have created, where they can stay to test these out, and then, you know, future rollouts? I know you've got a lot planned, you know, so anything ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, everything's at our website at bryte.com. That's bryte.com. You can see the latest we're in our product. You can see all the hotels and the expanding hotel network. You can actually go click through and actually make reservations there. And I just want to say to everyone out there, you know, what's available for sale today is an amazing experience. And it's priced at $7,600 for a queen and $8,600 for a king or a cow king. And which is, it's expensive technology for a lot of folks. I would just like comment in the future, which is, you know, our vision is everyone's going to sleep this way. And we clearly have a vision to help make it accessible to everybody. So kind of like Tesla started in a really expensive car and worked their way down, we are really excited about our next generation products, which is not only improving the experience, but it's going to be way more affordable to most folks. And we expect the rollout of those kinds of products over the next 6 to 12 months. It's very exciting to see that in a larger scale. Nothing specifically to announce except that we are working really hard to make the technology better and cheaper and more affordable for everybody. You can go experience in the hotel today. You can order the bed today. Then in the next year, we expect some really exciting announcements around, you know, new options for folks to really experience the bright bed. End of it. I promise to share a little bit of data around how much better it is, but anecdotally, and I think Dr. Matthew Walker will probably be okay with me sharing this. You know, he personally slept in the bed, and then in the first month, he was kind of blown away by the data he personally had. Now, you know, he slept, you know, pretty optimally asleep.
Sure. Yeah.
Before he slept in the bright bed, you know, uses an Oura Ring and all that, but his wake events personally after 1 month in the bed dropped 38%. Which is an unbelievable number. What's pretty exciting is his deep sleep actually increased 44%, which is amazing, which is really great. You know, we're seeing a really nice progression. We have internal studies. We're working on clinical studies. We're going to be publishing those over the next few years, which is great. We want to share with the medical community and abroad. But in our internal studies, we had studies of, you know, 80 different users sleeping on a bed, and within the first 6 months, you know, 3/4 of them experienced by month 6 an average increase of 49 minutes per night. And also similarly, you know, almost 80% of our users increased their sleep efficiency with an average of almost 5%, which would be like if they slept 85%, now they get up to 90%.
90, sure.
You get this huge shift in the curve. And so, you know, we're just scratching the surface on the potential of this platform, but, you know, the data is incredibly compelling. And so we're just excited to try to build the future and, you know, and make it available to everybody.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, thank you for ending on that note. That's incredible, especially on that study and such a subject like Matthew Walker. Amazing, amazing. And I can't wait to hear more about the clinical trials that you'll be bringing, you know, to the table, and we'll be able to see more and more. And it just further emphasizes my commitment that this concept that sleep really is a skill, and that there are so many things that we can learn, that we can improve, that we can do to make a difference. So
absolutely. And I think, you know, technology can only help us in that journey, and we can actually really focus on using it to bring us along and to do the best we can and make our efforts. And then you can really jump in and use your own skills and technology to make a difference for yourself. It's really the future.
Oh, wow. Well, exciting stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time. And we'll be happy to continue to collaborate and share more and more of what's to come in this company, because I know there's a lot of new iterations and exciting things. So keep us posted. But thank you for taking the time today.
Absolutely, Molly. It's my pleasure. Look forward to keeping the conversation going.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the number one podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.